now enter, you notice in front of you that there is a staircase going upward.
Let's go
up. That looks like the lead, the upper floors.
You start to walk forward. Everyone make a perception check.
You want our passive perception?
Your passive perception.
11.
11 is my passive perception as well.
13 is my passive perception. Shikuti in my head being like, hey, look out! Look out, guys!
Yeah.
What was that voice, Dave?
I'm the alert beep!
Listen!
But it's like a Shikuti, little cat tabaxi voice.
Listen!
Hey! Tammy!
Listen!
As Tammy Chi hears a tiny little voice in the back of his head, he now realizes he should have listened to that voice because everyone roll for initiative. This is an interesting situation here.
Are we rolling for initiative with disadvantage?
No. You roll for regular initiative. Very nice. And then I roll. There is now a giant boulder that's coming towards you guys.
How boulder are we talking here?
Bigger than you guys.
Do you think it's possible for me to jump over?
To make a dexterity saving throw. So the boulder continues to roll down, and as it comes towards you,
I can't look at the screen.
The boulder deals you 30 bludgeoning damage. How much health do you have, Nick?
I have 3 health.
Tammy T, his spells to help heal are touch spells, so he is just gonna try to move down the stairs away. He can only move 20 feet, though, so can I get to the door?
Yep, you totally can.
Okay.
So Kappa ran up towards the stone?
Well, he tried to jump over it.
I run straight towards the stone, and I try and stop it using my strength.
Okay.
Is it a strength saving throw?
Yeah, it would be a strength, and it would be contested against the boulder.
19.
The boulder pushes by you, and the boulder does. What was it again? Oh my god. Okay, 5D. Oh, fuck.
Ugh. You never like hearing the words 5D anything.
Yeah. Especially not a 5D fuck.
15 damage.
Oh, okay.
The boulder continues to roll down, and Tammy, you got to make a dex save, because Tammy's just by the door here.
Oh.
We all get hit by the boulder.
Tammy T only has 15 health.
Come on, Tammy. And he dodges the
boulder. Oh, okay.
He like goes back to grab his arm because it fell off as he was running through. Like the old fashioned Indiana Jones.
The spirit of Shikuti filled me up and I dodged out of the way.
Yeah.
Or his headwear falls off as he like runs through the door and he has to like reach back and grab it.
And just as you grab it, boom, the boulder rushes in, air filling the room, smashes through the other side of the room. And as it smashes through the other side of the room, it actually reveals a passageway, a hidden passageway you didn't know about behind you guys.
I get up, and as I get up, I pat myself off and I go, I gotta get me one of those rocks.
If anybody could heal me, that'd be great. I really appreciate.
I don't want to be that guy, but did the parrot take damage?
No, the parrot flew by.
No. Don't be bullshitting like that. I think the parrot took
damage. Let's make it fair. Does the parrot have a stat block?
It's got, like, a sum of stat block.
Make it dexterity.
Dex, it's got plus 2.
Okay, roll a dex throw.
14 plus 2. You guys are going to kill my parrot.
The boulder comes, and as the parrot goes to run away, the boulder impacts the parrot and deals it, and to be fair here, I'm trying to be as fair as I can here, I'll roll the dice again.
Okay, fine. No, it's dead. It gets fucked. No matter what you rolled, it gets fucked.
No, but how much though? Maybe it was a really strong, was it a strong parrot?
It is dead. It has 3 hit points.
I wouldn't have brought it up if I knew it only had 3 hit points.
If it had 3 health, this thing quadruple quintupled killed it over.
So a parrot's dead.
Let's have a moment.
That I've been friends with since day one.
Necromancer!
Oh.
Can you heal it, Necromancer man?
Perhaps. Let me consult the old spell book. I'm going to try and investigate this the bird before I cast Spirit Dying on it.
You might notice something, actually, Tammy.
7. I don't think I realized anything.
Rest in peace, parrot.
Shakuni is going to feel terrible when he comes back and the bird's nowhere to be found.
I pick up the dead bird and I put it in my backpack for when Shakuni comes back, I can feed it to him.
As you pick yourselves up, you are now in the beetle room once again. There is the secret passageway now that has been revealed to you.
Do you want to go up or secret, Captain?
I need to be healed. Does anyone have a healing spell or healing anything?
Like I do. I'm reading Life Transfer. 1 second. Spell duration. You can sacrifice some of your health. You take... Here's the thing, Captain.
Yes.
Like, if I try to heal you, I might die.
Okay, fair.
Man, that... Yeah, I'm sorry, Captain. That would really fuck me up. Like, I would have to roll 4d8 necrotic damage to heal you.
I'll take a short rest, I guess.
Yeah, just expensive hit dice.
What do you get for short rest?
At short rest, you can expend a hit die, or as many hit die as you have, and then so you roll that, and then you get that number of hit points back. You can use up to 5 of those, but then you don't get them back until you take a long rest, and then when you take a long rest, you only get half of what you spent back.
Okay, I'm gonna use all 5.
While he does that, I go to the top of the stairs and just, like, sneak around, see what I can see.
I'll go with him.
While Johan is asleep, you guys explore up at the top.